The entire reason why any of this is even possible at all, why I can even do any of the videos or any of the radio shows, is not because of me, necessarily. I'm just the man behind the curtain working the levers and what have you. It's actually you. Okay? If you listen to the show, you contribute hits to the website automatically and you give me more credibility by default. If you financially contribute to the show, I purchase food and rent, and that allows the show to continue. Which reminds me, I think I got like a $140 internet bill that I got to pay off as well. Some donations for that one would be really nice. Extraordinary expenses, such as just rent, food, and your daily things, actually not really all that much when you think about it. So, what my plan is, and this is if you will it, if you, the listeners, actually will it to happen, it will. If you donate monthly to the Vinnie Eastwood Show, whether that be $5, $10, whatever, some people do $100, some people just recently signed up to do $50, let's try and get in those regular donations, okay? Because if I've got a baseline of funding to work from, then there's things that I can do, much like how I rapidly expand and find utilization for all this new equipment that gets donated to me by generous listeners like yourself. But on top of that, if you've got enough funds available, it allows you to do certain other things. For example, there's many times when I've been contacted by people that are halfway down the frickin' country who need me to come cover a court case. And I can't. Just can't. Why? Because I'm broke. Because not enough donations are coming in. And that's it. And that person winds up going to jail for years and years, and nobody gets to tell their story. Because I don't have enough money to go down and get them, all right? That really F's me off. And that ain't your fault. That's my fault, you know? I could be doing the show one day a week and have a slave job and hate myself the majority of the time and get really depressed and start getting psycho and angry at everybody like I was when I was working before I started doing all of this stuff full time. But I wouldn't get a tenth of the work accomplished that I have when I'm doing it full-time. You see what I'm saying? Those financial contributions, let's think about expansion. Let's talk about aggressive expansion. This needs to happen because there ain't a media in this country. There just ain't. That doesn't freaking exist. Media has to do things like be honest, like tell people stories that they don't want to hear because they have to hear it. Okay? We don't have that in this country. It doesn't freaking exist. I'm really angry about that as well. I hear this Sean Plunkett, Plonker freaking scumbag. Right? I'm not afraid to call him a scumbag. He is a scumbag. Talk radio show host here in New Zealand. You know, one of those real typical pituitary arrogant fracks who are just mean to everybody, use nothing but ad hominem insult in order to make their freaking points. That is your choice. It's him or some other flavor of him. There isn't a media in this country. And I need people's help so that I can expand what I'm doing. I want to have enough time, resources, staff, and effort so that I can bring these activists like, say Penny Bright or Russell Malcolm or Ben Vidgen or any of these other incredible, incredible New Zealand activists that have a natural voice for radio, and just bring them into my studio every week so that they can do their own little weekly radio show to start off with. And if they want to, I'll want to be able to give them the resources, you know, just give them a little computer or something like that and a microphone so that they can go home, record their own radio shows, and I'll give them a website as well. I can just make pages on my website fairly easily enough for which they can upload all their little shows by themselves so that they don't really need me to help them in any way, shape, or form. I'll just give them the tools they can do it themselves. That way, I want to create a New Zealand-wide, because guerrilla media is global. Okay, it's a global idea, all right? So we've got lots of people at realguerrillamedia.com that are already contributing with their RSS feeds, and there's plenty of information downloading there. However, because of the fact that New Zealand does not have a media, really at all, to any degree, I'm going to have to create it, all right? Just like it didn't have a five-day-a-week talk radio show talking about conspiracy. I created it. It didn't have a YouTube channel that was outranking the mainstream media. I created it, all right? This is what I do. I see a problem, and I create the solution. That's what makes me different from the other 5 million New Zealanders walking the earth today. I actually saw a problem and solved it. Mm-hmm. You get the idea now? How serious I am about this? How effed off I am at these scum that are lying to everybody all day, every day? How much work and effort it takes to expose that scumbaggery and offer the alternative, i.e. the reality, to people? It's not easy. It's extraordinarily time-consuming, and it is generally relatively expensive. Okay? Now, if you want to see that happen... So I'm just talking specifically just to the New Zealanders, because we do lots of international content on this show as well, which I think the New Zealanders also need to hear. I need contributions in order to accomplish that. It's just that simple. Like, you know, this, you see the setup that I've got here. 72-inch LCD screen display behind me. 27-inch IMAX, two of them. A tower of lights. A camera on a tripod. Webcam. Microphone. And then that's it, okay? And I can do all this and beat the mainstream media at their own game with just a few simple devices. I would love to have the funding to be able to do that for an activist, okay?